Any joys and concerns this morning that you might have? We want to pray for the situations that are going on in the world with this virus. I got a little book. It's called Grace Under Fire. And it's a little book, and it talks about members of the military all the way back into the turn of the century, First World War. And they were letters that people had written to their loved ones at home about the things that they were going through. And as you know, the Spanish flu back during World War I killed a bunch of people. And then every war, the one I was reading this morning was from the Vietnam War. And this chaplain, he was stationed up in the northern part of Vietnam, where it's not as hot. And he was talking about all the different soldiers and the different things that he was ministering to, even under those trying times. And they also tell the story of how they would have to write home to somebody that maybe lost their life in battle. But not only in battle, but diseases that they were experiencing at that time in Vietnam. So these things that we have in our day and time, and viruses and all kinds of stuff, has always been present with us. And we have to be careful. And we have to understand, and for our own self and for others, to try to deal with it and understand it. I am grateful that I was born in the United States of America, and I think most of you here this morning are, that we are able to help people in the world. We help people in the world from World War I, from fascism, and all the way up into World War II, and we delivered the world from all of that stuff. But you know, as Americans, we didn't keep that stuff. Like Germany, we gave Germany back to the people, but Russia, on the other hand, kept East Germany and put those people under tyranny for a long, long time until President Reagan said, "Gorbachev, tear down this wall." It took a little time, but the wall came down and the people of Germany were reconciled. And I think that we sometimes have to think about our own life. Not only viruses, but illness and sickness and all kinds of... It's always going to be with us. The problem with this one, all of them are, but this one particularly, it's invisible. You can't see it on somebody. But we have wonderful physicians and nurses and EMS people and all kinds of people working together. They're coming up with some things, even an old drug that they're finding out that they're testing it might be a help. But... once we find a cure for this thing, we will share it with the world. And that's what's really so special. Not that we're better than anybody else in the world, God knows we're not. But we are a giving people and a loving people who want to share. So I said all that to say this. Any prayers? And we want, please, Sandra.
The two oldest girls, they've already been sent home with laptops. State of Florida is... getting headsets, getting laptops, sending people home, and they both have small children. Nikki has Nicholas with special needs, of course, and she has three boys, so it's becoming difficult for her to work from home. And Kristen has a four-year-old, so it's a challenge for her as well, and her husband has special needs. He's blind and he has a prosthetic eye, so she has to do a lot for him. So both of them being home has been very challenging, but I got word on Friday that sometime this week I will be sent home from work with a laptop and a headset. Oh, Stan and Tucker are not going to know what to do, and it's going to be a challenge for me as well. But everyone's having to adapt. They don't want the people at work. Right now they're on a skeleton crew because they've done it in phases. So not they didn't send everybody home all at one time.
Amen.
That's one thing about our day and time that we live in is modern technology. We can do these things. It's just like having a video conference with the DS and the other pastors on the GoToMeeting. It's amazing what Phil is able to do by getting something that we can put on our website to communicate with our people. We hadn't had that many shut-ins, but now we got a bunch of shut-ins. And we need to do what we can to communicate with them and support them and love them. And as the old adage says, this too shall pass. So we're hopeful and prayerful that it won't last very long, but we got to deal with it. Anybody else this morning?
I'm not sure who needs prayer for me or Stan.
Well, Tucker.
And Tucker.
Yeah, we need Tucker.